Okay, Be'ezras Hashem, B'shem Kol Yisrael. We're on page Nun Tes, we're on Os Beis, Menuchas Emes V'Yamuna. Od Yesh Leva'er B'ma Nisyachada Shabbos Yosa Yom Menuchas Emuna. What's so special about Shabbos that it's a Yom Menuchas Emuna? It's a day of Emuna. Apima Shekasua Kanonim Shebehiras Emuna V'Rias Mitzias Habori B'nei Aseichel Tzib Midas Shadon Tor V'Zach Min HaChumrias. The tzaddikim tell us, the rishonim tell us, the kanonim refers to the earlier masters of Jewish thought. They explain that clarity in emunah and seeing the reality of Hashem depends on how pure a person is from chumrius, which will translate as physicality. The more I'm stuck in my physicality, the more it's harder for me to see spirituality. And the opposite, the less I focus on my physicality, the more I'm able to see the spirituality that is in the fabric of all reality. And again, we spoke about it before. We say, Kadosh, 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 Hashem, Tzivos, Molchartz, Kevodo. Hashem fills the whole world. Mamalik Kolamun, Vinsoviv Kolamun. And if that's true, why don't I feel Hashem's presence? One answer is because I'm entrenched and stuck in Gashmius. And the more I'm stuck in that, and the less pure I am when it comes to that, so the less I'll feel Hashem's presence. But the less I am stuck in that, the more I will feel Hashem's presence. Kmo shekasav Rabbi Avram ben Arambam, ha'olam ha'chumri hu mechitza gedolam chotetzas bein ha'eved uvein rabo. The physical world is this great partition and barrier that separates and causes there to be a partition between the servant and his master, as in us and Hashem. Right? Olam comes from the word he'olam, which means concealment. This world conceals Hashem, and it's our job to go find Hashem. I want to share now this amazing story of Baruch HaMezhebush and his grandson about playing hide and seek. You should search it on Google, you're probably able to find it. Amazing story. Says the Salam Rebbe Shlita, Kakol Shadim Yosher Tar V'Naki Mechumrias. The more a person is pure and clean from physicality, and when also Yosher Behira, then his emuna is more clear. Ulidach, and oppositely, Kakol Shu Yosher Shakur B'Mavei Aguf. The more I'm stuck and entrenched in my physicality, and when also Yosher Chalsha, then my emuna is weaker. As it says in Yishayahu, Ubifi Uvisasav Kibduni Vilibo Rachag Mimeni, which translates as, with their mouth and with their lips, they honor me, but I've removed their heart far from me. Ha'amuna hirak bifi uvisasav. Right? We have emuna. He has emuna with his mouth and with his words, right? He talks a lot of emuna. He doesn't live with a lot of emuna. Ach ina behira b'libo, right? He says Baruch Hashem, Yimitza Hashem, right? She davens a lot, she always talks about Hashem. It's great, but it's not in the lave. We want it to be with our hearts. We want to live with it too, not just talk about it. Right? You can't just talk the talk if you want to walk the walk. Kedvarim ha'ila, kasav ha'shla kadosh b'shem sefer ha'yashal Rabbeinu Tam. So says the shlo ha'kadosh in the name of Rabbeinu Tam, kibiyos ha'nevashadam l'stutz of his daka. Since the nefesh of a person is very pure, Yirav Yistakum Yimena Labor Yisprach Shema V'Achdusa Mitzuso, through my nefesh, which is completely pure, I am able to see, as it were, Hashem and Hashem's oneness within reality. I'm able to experience and live with Hashem. My neshama gives me access to Hashem. The purity is able to access the purity. Amnam. But Im Eina Nefesh Zacha V'Zacha, if my nefesh is not pure, Lo Yuchalir Olos B'Talumos Mivada. I won't be able to see the secret mysteries of the world, a.k.a. Hashem, if my nefesh is not pure. Because of the goof, which is dark, and it covers and darkens with these just imaginations and physical desires. Again, the same line of more physicality, less spirituality. Less physicality, more spirituality. Chazir Midvarav, we see from his words, Sheyesh be'emunah darga ri'iyah. There's a certain level of emunah that you're able to see Hashem. What does that mean? Yesh ma'amin, there's one who believes. V'yesh yodeh, there's one who knows. Ulamal mizeh, higher than both of those levels, yesh mi sheyirav yistak memena labor yisprach shema v'achtuso mitziyuso. Be'ni nafsho v'slo hu ro'e alokus. Somehow, through my spiritual lens, through my spiritual eyes, I'm able to see, and we'll say seeing here means really feel the presence of Hashem. Rabbi Dr. Norman Lamb, in his Parsha Drashos, they're in English, has an amazing idea about this. I believe it's in Parshas Bereishis about how we have physical eyes and spiritual eyes, right? So here we're talking about our spiritual eyes. Our neshama is able to see, as it were, godliness everywhere in reality. And it's our job to kind of allow our neshama to permeate our entire being. And again, the more physical I am, so the less room there is for the neshama. The less physical I am, the more room there is for the neshama to kind of permeate my being. And through that, I'm able to really experience and feel Hashem's presence and see, as it were, Hashem. Kelashon Rabbi Shimon ibn Gabirol b'Keser Malchus Ata Or Elyon V'nei Kol Nefesh Zacha Yiraucha. You are a high light, and the eyes of the pure shall behold you. Ata Or Olam, you are an eternal light. V'ein Asicha Lecha Tichsov V'tishtaeh. And the eye of the intellect longs and yearns for you. Zehu davar she'i'af shal asbir mahuso avinu bedvarim. This is something that you can't really describe. You can't describe its essence and really understand it. It's just an experience. Right? The Torah we're learning, Chassidus specifically, in Pnimius HaTorah, is an experiential Torah. It's really hard to describe, but we all have these moments where we just feel Hashem's presence, and our spiritual eyes are seeing Hashem, as it were. Ach mi shezolcha. A person who is zocheh to have the Shabbos be a day of the neshama, a spiritual day, and not a yom ha'degufa, and not just a physical day of rest. On Shabbos, our nefesh becomes so pure, I'm able to see godliness with my eyes. In other words, experience and feel godliness in a real, tangible way. That I'm zocheh to have this gift of emes and emuna, this rest of emes and emuna. V'zeh maimar akasu v'yadata ayom ashevos al vavecha ki Hashem hu elokim b'shamayim mimav arayis v'tachas ein od as we say in Alinu. V'orachayim akadosh mefaresh, says Orachayim akadosh, v'yadata ayom al Shabbos kodesh sheni kreis ayom haynu ayom hayadua. Shabbos is Hayom, it's the day. Kidechsiv achlu hayom ki Shabbos hayom laHashem. Or hayom hints to Shabbos. And what does the Orachayim HaKadosh say? Says the pasuk. V'haynu ki mikoach haShabbos through Shabbos v'ashivosa el vavecha tisparer v'titashiv alibucha emuna. Emuna will be clarified and placed onto our hearts. Ki Hashem hu Elokim Hashemayim mimav arayis v'tachas einod. Amazing word. Through Shabbos, the emuna is clarified, and then it's instilled within our hearts, and then we know. We believe, we know, and then we really see with our own spiritual eyes. Ki Hashem hu Elokim Hashemayim mimav arayis v'tachas einod. That einod mevado is only Hashem. La'or ze yispa'er. With this, we can understand. Ma'di'isa b'medrash. Shlosha midin ze al ze. Who are the three that testify one another? Yisrael v'Shabbos v'Kadosh Baruch Hu. Yisrael v'Shabbos, the Jewish people in Shabbos, midim al Kadosh Baruch Hu, testify that Hashem shu echad. That Hashem is one. Uvzora Kadosh of Arishonim Isa says the Rishonim in Zora Kadosh, the Amiras Vayichulu, he edus amaisev rishis. Right, that's why some people stand up for Kiddush on Friday night, because when you're giving testimony, you stand up. So the whole paragraph of Vayichulu Hashemayim Vayichol Tzavaam is testifying. It's testifying that Hashem created the world. Kivisha Omim Betuas Ribon Kol Amim Vaida Sher Barasa Beshisha Yamim Kol Yitzur. I bore witness that in 6 days, you created the entire universe. Uviz miros the menucha v'simcha shamrav izochrav hema meidim ki yoshisha kolburim v'omdim. Right, those who protect and those who remember it, they bear witness. Va'pizeh kasva poskim says the poskim. Right, shulchan aruch and mishnah brura. Sheyesh lomar v'chil kidin edus. Right, as we just said, you have to say it like you're testifying. V'utamua, but I don't understand. It's a wonder. How can I testify something that I didn't see? Right? Every Friday night I make Kiddush, but I didn't see it. How can I testify about it if I didn't see it? Hari aid yachula eid raka mashira o yada matzmo. An aid can only testify in that which he saw or knows. Velo amash shama machim aid mi pi aid. He can't testify about what he heard, right? You can only testify about what he saw. Ella ki Shabbos imenuchas emes v'emuna. Shabbos is this day of, it's a rest of emes and emuna. ויש בה דרגס אמונה מיוחדש שראייה בעיני השיחל אז שניתן להעיד עליה. What happens on Shabbos is, I experience such an amazing closeness to godliness that again permeates all of my being, and through that I reach this level of emuna where I don't just believe and know, I see it with my own eyes. I'm able to really describe and see, as it were, that Hashem created the whole world. And because of that, I am able to testify. Wow, new kavana for Kiddush. Amazing. Kol ma she'adam zakuk le'emunah shekibal ma'achirim. Right? Why is it that a person needs to receive his emunah and get inspired from other people? Zerag mishu shakul begufa mastir mimenu esriya sasicha. It's because we're stuck in our bodies and our physicality, and it prevents us and hides from us and prevents our eyes from seeing it for ourselves. It prevents our spiritual eyes from seeing it for ourselves. But on Shabbos, I no longer need outside external inspiration because Shabbos helps me, through myself, see HaKadosh Baruch Hu in the world. Achazoche l'Shabbos ila'a. Person who's zoche to have this high, true Shabbos, this ideal Shabbos, liyoma d'nishmas v'lav yoma d'gufa, again, a day of spirituality, and not a day of physicality. Right? Even the physical things on Shabbos become holy. He's able to see that which is usually hidden from him. Because our spiritual eyes are zocha to see Hashem's presence. So just to summarize, on Shabbos, we experience such an intense godliness within our hearts, within our system, within our bodies, and that allows us to see, as it were, godliness in all of reality. And the main nekuda, though, is that my spirituality and my experience of closeness to Hashem depends on my physicality. Does that mean you should not eat and sleep and drink? No. Those are all parts of serving Hashem. What it means is that I have to realize what's the ikar and what's the tafel. What is the main thing and what is the side point, right? I eat so that I can go serve Hashem. I drink so that I can go serve Hashem. I sleep so that I can go serve Hashem. When those things are means to the end, which is Hashem, that turns our physicality and spirituality. But when the physicality is a means to itself, I'm just trying to enjoy myself, that's not ideal. And when we have true spirituality, when the physicality is not the main thing, then we're zocha to see with our own spiritual eyes the beauty of Hashem that again is permeating all of reality. We'll stop here and we'll continue Bezras Hashem tomorrow.